Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
20-some years ago, Tiananmen Square was big news and they ran over people with tanks. Now in China, they run over villagers who don't want to give up their tiny farms and starve to death with steamrollers, and the media won't even cover it in this country other than DrudgeReport.com. It's hard to say bye to David Icke, a very riveting person. I just resonate with what he has to say, and I hope people will attend his Wimberley event. I wish I could go, and I'll be watching some of it online as much as I can. He'll be back with us on the 19th for 2 hours. We'll let him basically host the show. And we're almost out of time. I'm going to come back to people that have been holding patiently who disagree and then get to some other news. But, David, you were interrupted by the break. We got 4.5 minutes left. You have the floor.
Yeah, I was just saying that if you say to these people at the TSA and others like them in the system who have no personal power, but have sought to cover that with reflected power from the state, take your uniform off, get another job. Where's your power? The power's not in them, although they strut around arrogantly, covering up their own insecurity. Arrogance always covers up insecurity. And it's this insecurity in these people that makes them react over the top when anyone challenges them. This is what the narcissistic personalities do. One of the traits of narcissistic personalities is low emotional esteem. And they, therefore, when you're a policeman or a cop and someone says, well, just show me the law that you're arresting me on, they pull the bloody taser out because you are pricking their lack of emotional security by challenging them. They want to feel they're all powerful to cover that up. And so when you are recruiting people, then you make sure that in the job application forms or the interviews, you ask questions that are based on a science called psychometric testing. And by their answers, they are giving you their personality type.
And by the way, that's admitted. They're now going not in the past. They went for smart, tough guys for cops in free countries. Now they're going for Stasi, control freak, low grade morons who like to beat people. They're going for sadists.
Exactly. I've been saying this for a few years because I saw, as anyone with a brain on active duty would have seen, that there are still some genuine police officers out there and people in law enforcement, but there was demonstrably a personality change collectively in law enforcement over the last 20 years or so. And I thought, how have they done it? Because I can see they have. And it's this recruiting policy, not least helped by this psychometric testing. I know people who've had it. It's very accurate. Where they do not recruit these people by ability to do the job in the way it should be done in a civilized country, they recruit overwhelmingly by personality type. And so therefore, they have filled law enforcement. They've done this with the dark suit administrators in government and state government and local government as well. They've filled them with these narcissists, sociopaths, and psychopaths. And this is why the dynamic between the public and law enforcement and government has fundamentally shifted at every level. So that there's no service to the public. There's some with the old school still left just hanging on, but there's no real service to the public. The public are there to be controlled by law enforcement, not served by law enforcement and not served by government. This has all been systematically done, and it's all a mind game. They've just picked the right people and put them in uniform, and what happens is they just express their personality type. What's the uniforms on? They don't really have to be guided, because you put a psychopath, narcissist, sociopath in a position of reflected power with a uniform, they're going to act in line with their personality, and that's why we see so many of them.
You're right. Very well said. DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com, and I want to thank everybody for watching and listening to this interview. David, I know you're a busy guy, but we got you locked in for the 19th of October, my friend.
Okay, mate. Just to say, if I can, that the Wembley streaming, anyone with an internet connection will be able to watch the whole thing and watch it as many times as they like for a month after it happens. And it really will put the pieces together so the bizarre doesn't look quite so bizarre.
And they can find out at DavidIcke.com.
Yep, it'll be available, the details, early next week.
And I'm going to be linking to it as well. Thank you so much, David. Let me say bye
to you.
Say bye to you during the break. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Yeah, that's the Smashing Pumpkins. Not name dropping. Went out to dinner with Billy Corrigan last night, who's playing Stubbs tonight. Bunch of crews going out there. I may be able to go. Not sure yet. But, man, I've gotten to know him now pretty good, and he is really a smart guy. And we were talking for about 2 hours at dinner just about the state of the world and the fact that humanity is at this crossroads. Now, in the first hour, I took some calls that disagreed. Then David Icke was on. Folks held. We're going to go to you right now. People that disagree, 800-259-9231. I need to do this more. Not just where people that, you know, disagree go to the head of the line, because we don't screen your calls unless you volunteer that, because it's always just a way for somebody to get to the head of the line. I disagree with you. The New World Order is worse than you say. You know, it's stuff like that. Or I know you're working for the reptoids, or, you know, whatever the joke is. I'm talking about people that think this is a loving global government we have. Or people that think it's good to have false flag terror attacks that are now admitted. That's what we're talking about. Then I'm going to get into our story that's up at drudgereport.com. A lot of other big sites are picking it up. Catching the bizarre TSA freeze security drill caught on camera. We've got an initiative to expose what the TSA is up to. Our crew went to the NSA a few days ago. That aired on the nightly news last night. We have some video of that. Also, the analysis of Judge Dredd conditioning people for the police state, and an update from the thought criminal who has now been charged in court for riding on the street with chalk here in the formerly free United States of America. Now the psychopath globalist-run New World Order. George, Scott, others are going to you right now. George in Connecticut, welcome to the airwaves. You are on the air.
Hi, Alex. I sort of disagree with the way you handle certain things. It's not so much the subject matter, but I think that it's very frustrating when you get upset and then get us all worked up. And it's like getting worked up for going to the ball and we don't know where to go. You know, some solutions or action plans might be more in line. So because I don't want to get all burnt out and out of shape and not. And I saw something like the chalk thing. Why not call up the governor's office and have this judge pulled? I mean, this is outrageous. I give the number out of the governor or whoever's in charge of putting these judges in power. When there's a 10,000 calls to the governor to yank this judge, don't you think the judge might have a different point of view?
I don't know. They might make the judge king of California. They're like, wow, you hate freedom? You're God. Listen, I hear you and I appreciate your call. Look, I am a reporter, not a general. You know, I have like generals call me up and famous spies and Alex, you need to lead the resistance. And either it's a setup or they're not living in the real world. I am here to try to give you full spectrum breakdown from different angles of what I believe is going on. Okay? Doesn't mean I have all the answers. And then I believe in you enough that you're going to go out and take action and wake people up. I didn't know that in Austin, the state police, if they see you, who are operating in Austin, that's what I found out's done it twice, will arrest children, women, they don't care. If they see kids playing hopscotch, you're going to jail. Of course, they should just go to Target then and Walmart and HEB and arrest people selling it. I mean, you know, this is a system that wants to put the Amish behind bars because they're not criminals, who wants to, you know, but protect the government that runs the drugs and ships the guns to Mexico. They arrest you for protesting on the streets of Austin now. And even though they lose the court cases, they don't care. It's the enemy. It's got to be driven out of existence before the implosion. They will follow orders until the edge of hell. They would feed their children into wood chippers if ordered to. I mean, it's that level of evil. And they're not even evil themselves. They're zombies. They are. They will follow orders right to Nuremberg, too. Because they're zombies. They're not real people anymore. You talk to most of the general public. They're not there. There's nobody's home. So move on to those that aren't. You know, completely destroyed. We don't laugh at the zombies. We don't laugh at the jellyfish. We're sad for them. They'll be dead from cancer viruses and fluoride soon enough anyways, and GMO. You just have to move on and triage the victims. You know, it's like, oh, I'm sorry, you're destroyed. When they smile at you with a demonic look on their face, that's a program. It's a program. They're in fantasy. They watch cartoons as kids of the tough guys. They watch pro wrestling. They think it's real. That's usually the type now they get as cops. And they believe that you're the bad guy and they're going to show you. They don't know they've got a look of demon in their eye. This is the new America. We are a fallen, abortion-loving, a partial birth abortion-loving, 50-plus million babies we cut up. So they're going to cut us up. And they're going to cut up your pension funds. And all the prosperity's gone. It's gone. You want it? You got it. Replaced with the prosperity and the property and the health will be petty power trips where everyone from a toll booth attendant to a McDonald's employee can spy on you and henpeck you, and that's the new sacrament. Okay, I'm ranting. We have to find people who haven't been put in the zombie state. I mean, it really more and more comes down to that. It comes down to consciousness and people being spiritually blind. I mean, you talk about solutions. I'm going to go out as soon as I get the time, and I'm going to draw freedom all over the street. And if I get arrested, so what? You know, I mean, that's the whole point. Like, well, you could get arrested. Well, yeah, I could live in a police state, too, if I don't stand up against this. What's next? Arresting you as a terrorist for protesting? Oh, they do that now at the DNC. And the Pentagon shows up in court and says, keep him in jail. Protesting is terrorism. And you're like, that sounds crazy. They're getting you used to it. This is, they're like, hey, we chop up babies. It's not a human. Oh, yeah, it's 9 months old. We could adopt it. You know, if you had that baby and killed it yourself a week premature, we'd put you in jail. But we're going to chop it up now. We're going to take your baby's blood at birth and put it in a DNA database. We're going to do what we want, when we want. We're going to give your kids inoculations without consent, even though it's illegal. We're going to lie to you and say it's the law to take shots. We're going to do what we want. We're going to kill you, and you're going to thank us for it. There are hundreds of GMO studies on record. They just came out more this week. Big, major French government studies, you name it, U.S. studies, that these mainline GMO crops that kill the bugs that eat them, little tip, if corn or wheat kills bugs when they eat it, it has pesticide that naturally grows in it that they accelerate 1,000 times at least, and it kills bugs, it's going to kill you. And you're going to get gut disorders, and you're going to get cancer. I mean, we're living in fruitcake land, folks, and I'm off the reservation. I know it's the Matrix. I see it for what it is, and I'm beyond caring what they do to me physically, because I am here to stand up for my species. I will not just sit here and plug back into the Matrix and go off into the hinterlands. I got Simon and England and others, but let's go to Scott in North Carolina, then Simon. Scott, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. It's not that I disagree with you. I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical of a lot of things. But I'm not in denial. So, as your guest said earlier, I'm a good, decent human being who listens to you almost every day for about 3 years now. And I think you're not a general, but you're an attorney general who has an indictment against the system. So I listen to you as a grand juror trying to make a decision as to who's, you know, what's the best for humanity? Is it the New World Order? Is it, you know, fighting back? Is it maybe just sitting back and letting God take care of the whole situation? You know, I don't know, but I listen to you, and I think that your arguments are very persuasive. The caller that was angry with you because you were angry, I don't think he was a bad guy. I think he knows what you have to say is right, but he doesn't know what to do with it. He's frightened.
Well, sir, let me just say this about the, the point you were just making. What was the middle point you made? Because I wanted to comment on that.
Oh, gee. I sat for an hour trying to make points. The attorney general with an indictment.
Look, here's the deal. You said God, just let God handle it. God works through humans. Or if you don't believe in God, the universe, whatever. But it becomes a cop-out. I mean, if we won't stand up against it, when the UN last year, in India alone, with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding, 67,000 children were given weaponized polio that paralyzed them or killed them. And they've got us to the point where it was just in the news, like, yeah, we gave 67,000. It's no big deal, though. Earth, but we've got to stick our hands down your pants because terrorists killed a couple thousand. I mean, it's all just pure bull. I mean, are you saying you don't believe that there are dangerous psychos running the world government right now?
No, I don't know their hearts, you know, and, you know, as I listen to your show, I love the points you make about how we're creative human beings. You're a good person, Alex, but, you know, if they're basing, I'm agnostic. I don't say that there's a God. I don't say that there isn't a God. God help us, is what I say. I think that, it's my point now, I hope, because it seems that they're stronger, that their intentions are good. Your intentions are good, but are the people behind the scenes? They never speak up. They never say what really is going
That's
on.
That's because they don't think you're human. They won't even talk to you unless they know you know that their whole plan. There's not many of them that know the whole plan. This whole thing's about master deception of compartmentalization. The value of this broadcast, not even what I'm doing, but what we do together, is unmeasurable. I mean, this is as close to what's really going on as you're going to get, okay? And you know, you're like, oh, they're so strong. I hope they're not bad. Brother, have you seen the art billionaires buy? Even the New York Times has written about this. The most popular art is images of dead children hanging off meat hooks and things like that. I mean, these people are beyond Hellraiser. Have you looked at what governments do in history? That's not humanity. That's the psychos that crave the power. You got some low-level thug likes to beat people. Well, what about his boss that likes to torture two-year-olds to death? We'll be right back. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
All right, more of your calls, and we're getting an update from a thought criminal who wrote YouTube Building 7, and they felony charges, it's over. You don't do that in America. What do you think this is, a free country, you enemy? And I got a bunch of other news we will go over as well, including the latest on the TSA, but right now... we're going to go to Aaron in Nevada in a moment, but first let's go to Simon in England, people who disagree with me. Go ahead.
Hi, it's an honor, Alex. I don't disagree with you about much, but there's one thing where I think the globalists have been hoodwinked, as well as perhaps yourself being misguided. And it's about the HIV/AIDS story. I'll quote from a review by Mike Adams on Natural News. He talks about this film, House of Numbers, which has really broken the certainty that anybody has that there is either that there is a virus at all or that the virus is harmful. And he says essentially being labeled HIV positive is a tactic being used around the world to scare people into buying more high-profit AIDS drugs.
Sure. Now, what they do is they use this virus as a cover for other viruses that they're really injecting people with the vaccine. So they are killing, in some countries, half the population in Africa or more with HIV or what they claim is. It's a very sophisticated issue. But there are government patents for the autoimmune virus developed. I mean, it is a eugenic system. And it's just a minor footnote, you know, when they give 67,000 kids polio last year in the vaccine. It's like, oh, yeah, it's a footnote. They're dead or in wheelchairs now. We're loving government, though. You need to trust us. Yes, I mean, look at all these famous boxers and basketball players who go, oh, I got the cure, and they're alive, you know, 20 years later. But then the guy that, you know, had 1,000 sexual partners and snorted methamphetamine all day, they die. Well, they died because they were on so many drugs. Go ahead.
Well, exactly, yeah. It's interesting. I'm in England, which is famous for having a very strong culture for defamation. And yet I'm happy to say that Robert Gallo committed academic fraud when he published the paper saying that he'd found this virus. And I actually wonder whether the globalists, they were thinking, oh, great, this virus has come along, but he kind of got one over them as well. And so,
well, it is true. It is true that the AIDS drugs, many of them actually kill you, and they've tested them on foster children. See, people really aren't disagreeing. You don't have to say you're disagreeing, you know, usually to get on air. People really aren't disagreeing with me. I mean, I want to hear why the New World Order is good. I want to hear why I'm wrong about that. That's what I've been asking. Aaron in Nevada, you're on the air.
I disagree with this notion of yours that it's not about Alex Jones. It is about Alex Jones. You built yourself up into this position. Now it's time for you to take the ball and go across and score that touchdown.
Well, I've got to learn how to balance my checkbook first, good. Look, man, I'm working up here some days 18 hours a day trying to get the word out and cover things. But I mean, what am I supposed to do?
We need a Brown versus Board of Education moment. And I like what Paul Watson's doing on Facebook right now. Everyone should join that. And I like what you're proposing to do, which is get arrested and fight it in the court. That's beautiful, Alex. You are the man.
Well, look, I mean, it's not fun to get arrested, but, I mean, if you can't draw political slogans on city sidewalks, which has always been protected, and they call that vandalism, see, they're misappropriating something to falsely charge you. It's like they say it's the law to take vaccines. No, they falsely kick you out of school for something that isn't the law, that's a policy that by law they've got to give you a waiver to. Then they trigger, when they kick you out, truancy and come arrest you or your parents for that. It's all a fraud. It's a syndicate. It's a conspiracy of color of law, civil rights violation. And all the codes are there. And they got walnut brains with 80 IQs that probably can't tie their shoelaces that will arrest you for it. And it's all got to be rammed through these criminal courts. Here's a great example. The video's up at InfoWars.com. InfoWars reporters are confronted by NSA. They were already going to be down there fighting RFID. The kids got to wear at the government training camps that they track them outside school with as well. So I said, why don't you go by the NSA? And I said, give them the court ruling where the NSA lost a lawsuit in Maryland saying you can't videotape, and give them this ACLU fact sheet. Now, the San Antonio Express News and the other San Antonio paper, the Weekly, they had their cameras taken and erased, and we have that linked in our story. When our people had the sunglasses, they could see, to use the they live analogy, the cops and the federal NSA people said, okay, you can go. We put you in our database trying to intimidate, but the point is you can go. Because they understood. We understand. You're the ones that are criminals spying on us without warrants and protecting your precious Al-Qaeda. We know you're illegal, you're criminal, you work for our banks. We're exposing your giant criminal centers all over the country. And you're the terrorist. You staged 9/11, so you can go right to Hades. When we come back, I'll mention it's on our government. The minions that work for it might be Americans and might not be bad guys. But the system's run by El Diablo. So I'm done with it. You're a bunch of crooks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
How you like me now?
How you like me now? Hit some news right now, then get a quick update from the evil, and I mean evil, thought criminal Amy Larson, arrested, charged now, they said a felony, they've lowered it down to misdemeanor, drawing with chalk, YouTube, Building 7. You don't write to go look at the building they said they blew up that day. Maybe you shouldn't write an article even online about this big think tank meeting on C-SPAN saying stage terror attacks and blame it on foreign enemies to launch wars and take our liberties. Maybe I'm not supposed to talk about that either. I mean, the government's run by good people. I mean, briefly, we're going to sell out of this very, very quickly. I guess I'll have to print even more next month. It's our second month, October issue, InfoWars magazine covering the technocracy, the gear up for war, the financial implosion. This is an emergency transmission. It's on the cover with the Black Pyramid of Evil, and this will wake people up. You can buy these in bulk in groups of 10, 20, 30, up to 100 at cost, and the subscription includes shipping. $59.95, 13 issues delivered to your door, the first issue in the next 12. for $59.95, or you can get them in bulk, $14.95 for 10, you name it, and it is powerful. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. $59.95 with your address or as a gift. Give your neighbor or friend or family or local business you want to send it to. There is no shipping included. I mean, you don't have to add shipping onto it. The shipping is included. There's no shipping added onto it. So $59.95 shipping is included in that cost. And I can't really say you support us because it's at cost for us, or they're arguing I'm losing money on it, but I don't care. It's about getting the information out there, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget, we had ProPure, the best gravity-fed filters that I and my family use. 10% off the already lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the videos, all of it right there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWars.com to link through, or PrisonPlanet.com to link through. Let's get into this article here. ABC News tracks missing iPad to Florida home of TSA officer. ABC News. You're not officers. You're not even sworn people. Okay? It's made up. You take an 8-hour course to read minds. I mean, why don't you go get a gypsy wagon on the highway? You know, go take a TSA class and then say, I can read minds. I am the great Karnak. Let me see. Miss America, you're wearing panties with Hello Kitty on them. No, no hearts. I have to take you in the back room. You may be a terrorist. I mean, this is the type of garbage that's going on. Hi, I'm a pot-bellied perv, and I couldn't get a job anywhere, so now I'm going to grope your wife and children in government. I mean, what a joke. What's coming next? Re-education camps? Oh, yeah, the Army admits those. Mayday, America. Bad guys took over. Foreign banks took over. Bizarre TSA frenzy security drill caught on camera. So they're stealing iPhones, you name it. Pointless policy, a little more than obedience training. Oh, it's not pointless. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com. It's not because, and Aaron goes, don't you know, we shot video last time we flew. We're going to add that video to this, too, of him and Rob Dew. And they did this freeze thing. Freeze! I got to check everybody's Starbucks coffee at the gate. Freeze! Get your wife up against the wall. Man, she's really hot, dude. They even had cases in Texas where they've had to settle where, like, some smoking blonde, they began grabbing her breasts, ripping her shirt off, asking for dates. You're like, well, that's crazy. Yeah, crazy people want to take your five-year-old behind closed doors and stick their hands down their pants. But, sir, it's for Al-Qaeda. We're keeping you safe from Al-Qaeda that the government publicly runs. I mean, I'm sick of it. Shut up. Shut up. I'm awake. I'm not an idiot. I know what's going on. Shut up. Give it a break. So that video's up at InfoWars.com. You can also find it at DrudgeReport.com. New national anti-TSA campaign, opt-out, and film week. And again, these liars who lie about everything. Just list the TSA's lies in your mind. It's a lot of them, isn't it? They say, and again, they're just the goons of the globalists. The Congress is involved. They're all a bunch of criminals. They're sitting there saying, it's illegal national security to film. You get out of here. We're going to arrest you. All false, all fraud, all lies. We have the link to the stinking TSA website admitting it's not illegal to film them. Though they have training videos where they say, if someone's filming, they're probably terrorists. And federal marshals have admitted they've been ordered to put little kids with cameras in the database for life because they take photos at an airport. And there's tens of millions now in the database. We're all terrorists, but the real terrorists running the government. And it's all about how we're bad and they're good. And when they arrest a woman with no criminal record for chalk on the city sidewalk, they tell her, good thing you don't have kids. You're a shameful person. Yeah, you're shameful for not being in a zombie state and wanting to expose the globalists blowing up Building 7. You little witch! You little witch! The Attorney General, he's good shipping guns into Mexico and running Oklahoma City. Yeah, but you low-life scum. You rebel scum. You George Washington's filth. Actually, a video of FEMA teaching police. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, the cops are all, get those. That's the country we live in. Oh, George Washington. Oh, he's so bad. Oh, take some more shots. Oh, the government loves me. Huge new First Amendment project arrives this Thanksgiving. And we're asking everybody, LouRockwell.com, link to it. Everybody's linking to it. Please get this out. If you are sick and tired of all of this, if you are sick and tired of it, go. We already did it last week. We're going to go again. We're going to film their lordships and let them come. It's the law. We're going to hand them their own site where Congress ordered them under pressure to stop saying it's illegal. Because they kept arresting people filming. They'll always trump something else up. And we're going to go out. I'm going to go out. You do what you want. If you feel as I feel and you believe as I believe, this is wrong. And you chalk the word freedom. Because they're going to charge you if they catch you, which you want them to catch you. And this is what I'm going to do personally. This is what I'm doing. If you believe as I believe, you know, that's what a lot of people are going to do. They're going to charge you with vandalism. And then you just point out it's your free speech and that's not applicable. And then you sue them all personally after you've beaten that. You've got to punish them and all the minions in America that are saying you can't do this. They're now saying holding up a sign politically blocks and distracts drivers. They're arresting people. They don't want you exercising your First Amendment because we're occupied by foreign banks. And all the people that serve this are collaborators with the enemy. You need to find your humanity and find your anger and say no to this. I can't believe I have to talk about how you have a right to write with chalk or have a sign on the side of the road in this country. I don't care if a bunch of low-grade morons have been told you don't. They're taught George Washington's bad, for heaven's sakes. So the article is New National Anti-TSA Campaign Opt-Out and Film Week. Huge new First Amendment project arrives this Thanksgiving. And I'm saying every day is a First Amendment day. Look, you are the solution. All of us doing little things, telling people about our local AM and FM affiliates, supporting good mayors, good police chiefs, good police officers, good sheriff's deputies when they do the right thing. I see news all the time where the feds are pressuring local police to charge the man who shot the two burglars in his house. And the cops are like, we're not going to do that. And the grand juries are, we're not going to. Again, we're all in this together is the important thing to understand. Okay, I'm ranting and raving now. The point is just get it. The article's powerful. It's important. We're going to go back to your calls, but briefly popping in, we have the thought criminal. And I shouldn't be so upset about this. It's a good thing. They arrested a woman with no criminal record who's lived in California 4 years from Minnesota and runs a business. That's all in the news. Evil person. And it's good they told her she was bad. It's good that they yelled at her. She told the whole story in a 45-minute interview the other day. But they did get her in there. She tried to tell the judge, Judge, this is a misapplied. This is not felony vandalism. The judge just said, little lady, it's in the news. I don't want to hear what you have to say. We're here to nail down the First Amendment and teach you. You don't have it. You understand this. But basically just told her, we're not going to hear it. And they gave her the public executor, the public defender to help ship her down the river. I mean, maybe once in 1,000 the public defenders are good, but they're always overworked. And so they're going to try to have a jury trial and get up and say, show them Building 7 falling so they understand your message. He'll say, jury, you're only allowed to say, does this statute say she can't do that? Well, no, the statute says it's vandalism. The statute says it's unwanted. But those are in common law from the time of Rome. That has been accepted. Then you bring up the selective enforcement issue. Will they arrest hopscotchers? And then it continues. And we can get the Rutherford Institute for her. We'll get somebody. But it's not, they're using taxpayer money to do this. They need to be sued for a civil rights violation. And there's a big list of those codes. False imprisonment. The list goes on and on. Misappropriation of law. Color of law. The list goes on and on. But joining us is the wicked one herself, Amy Larson, because the police told her. Tell those what the police said to you once they had you in the car and at the jail. I mean, briefly repeat that and then tell us about the court date, Amy.
Hi, nice to be with you. It was going to be called a felony, charged with a $10,000 bail to get out. And this is just really crazy. Looking into it, vandalism cannot be charged for children or political activists because there is no malicious intent. So there's no way.
No, that's right. They're vandalism. Saying you're having an offense or cuss words. Exactly. They're misappropriating it. And I told you that the other day. So now you've. Sorry, continue.
I tried to get a public defender yesterday. You pretty much have to give them all your financial information. They want to know your employer, who I do not want to involve, your monthly income, monthly expenses, who do you owe money, what do you own, cars, checking, savings account, house equity, this huge sheet. I didn't have all the information with me, and I was not going to fill it out, so I've not been assigned a public defender yet. I am looking for a lawyer. At this point, I'm starting to get really mad and am considering suing the city and
no, you should. You should. And they don't care. The faster they bankrupt California, the better for them in their takeover. I mean, they all know what they're doing. But expanding on this, you hit the nail on the head, because I've read the statute there and the one in Austin. It's malicious intent. Your First Amendment is totally protected.
Right.
Continue.
Yeah, the same reason they can't arrest little kids, because they're not doing it maliciously, and political speech is never considered malicious. So it's definitely not vandalism. They're totally off base in their charge, so I think they'll lose. I actually was called for jury duty a few months ago, and so I got a great education on how a criminal trial works. You know, I made it right up until they finished selecting the jury pool, and I know that the burden of proof is on the state in a criminal trial. I will win in a jury trial. So if they should drop it now, I would urge everybody to call the Napa Police Department.
No. They want to bankrupt America. I mean, I'm literally, that's their job. And they're doing a great job, by the way. You need to personally sue all them for civil rights violations. I even pulled up the codes last night and forgot to bring them to work. But please continue.
That's certainly not the direction that this should have gone. If they would have informed me of the law at any point, this could have gone completely differently. Could have asked me to clean it up instead of saying that it cost
the city. But you shouldn't have cleaned it up. You didn't do anything wrong. They're not reasonable. That's why we have to stop being reasonable with them.
I agree.
Please continue. Tell us about the court date.
Okay, so the next court date is set for October 24th. What it really is crazy here is I'm not allowed to leave the state until then. this is just really going to screw things up. You know, I don't want to deal with this. My life is on hold because of this whole silliness. And, 24th of October, I go back at 9:30 in the morning if any supporters want to show up. The Napa Patch website is continuing to cover this, so that's a good place to get local updates on this story. Please do follow up. I had three random concerned citizens show up to support me on my court date yesterday, which was fantastic. I really appreciated that. And, we have to stand up for each other. We can't let this happen to others.
I learned it's happening in the town where I live, and they're now arresting people that hold up political signs. They don't care if it's for the pizza place or condos that are being sold. You try to hold up signs in the town I live in, they're going to try to take you to jail. And because they understand that's the enemy. America is the enemy. Freedom is the enemy. You cannot let the slaves talk. Heaven forbid in occupied America you have the French resistance basically communicating.
Yeah, there's pretty much no ways to speak out that are technically legal anymore. Even putting flyers on cars, I saw that's in the city code. I wasn't aware of that. The police don't know all these laws. There are way too many laws. I'm sure they have good intentions for the laws initially, but
the laws are all unconstitutional. Well, at the low level, they give you a good reason, but it's all evil intent from the top. Let me break some of this down. 18 U.S.C. Section 241, conspiracy against rights. Hit them hard. Again, 18 U.S.C. Section 241. 18 U.S.C. Section 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. Again, they pulled a Rosa Parks on you. Number three, 42 U.S.C. Section 1985, conspiracy to interfere with civil rights, Part 3, depriving persons of rights or privileges. And they gave you false imprisonment for it. It's millions. And we just won a lawsuit, by the way. We're not, for our reporter being arrested. We're not playing games here. And it continues. Sue them for big bucks under 42 U.S.C. Section 1983, civil action for depriving of rights. And it just goes on and on, man. Got anything else?
I just want to, again, urge people to do anything that they can in their own personal lives, small things, grow gardens, be kind to your neighbors, and say hi to strangers when you're wearing political T-shirts.
Pure terrorism.
Carry pepper spray around. That's still allowed in most places. We don't have a Second Amendment right here in California. You can't open carry as of the 1st of 2012. So carry pepper spray wherever you can. Do little things. Push your rights. Push them up to as far as you have them. And
that's right. Use them or lose them. Use them or lose them.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. I mean, tell us what the judge was like. I only read the news article about you trying to talk to the little creature in his black dress.
Yeah, what was strange was I was told that it was courtroom E, so that's where I showed up to, and about a half an hour in, somebody came in and asked me to go to the courtroom next door, D. In the first room, there was a good 50, 60 people, and in the other room, there was only about 10, so I'm not sure if they were concerned I was going to maybe say something or what happened there. But they moved the court date or the courtroom, and a different judge, actually the judge in the first room was the one that I had encountered during jury duty, and seemed somewhat reasonable. This guy was a little gruff and just very curt and short.
He's powerful.
yeah, totally. So, yeah, I wasn't allowed to say anything. I did anyways, but.
Listen, we're going to have to continue to track your evilness, and we'll continue to watch it all. I notice you're wearing a InfoWars.com t-shirt.
Absolutely. I was at the time of the rest, too.
Oh, really? Ideas are bulletproof. Well, that might have been part of the problem.
I mean,
you're promoting freedom, and that's a bad thing, ma'am.
Yeah, we're a political t-shirt every day. If you work in a place, I wear some sort of political t-shirt every single day. Do what you can, you know, little stuff. It all makes a big difference.
You think you live in America, don't you? How dare you?
I love it.
Are you feeling guilty? Because, you know, the cops told you, shame on you, and good thing you didn't have kids, right?
Yeah, they thought somebody like me, they would be terrified if someone like me had children, so...
Well, don't worry, the government's taking good people's kids every day and killing quite a few of them, so I guess they ought to be happy, you know?
Yeah, one of the women that showed up to support me actually had had problems with CPS, and so that's kind of why she was coming out and has gotten really active to help protect other people, too. So.
Well, they're 7 times more likely to rape kids than anybody else, but I guess they're the good guys, we're bad. All right, there you go. They told her to feel guilty and bad and lay down and let them abuse her. She's not doing that. We'll be back with your calls.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Have you bleached your teeth using whitening strips or trays and just wanted to scream from tooth sensitivity? Introducing Power Swabs, the teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes to remove yellow dark stains from your teeth without painful sensitivity. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that hydrates and lifts the stains off of your teeth. Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten teeth in 5 minutes without painful sensitivity. It works so well that dentists all over the country use it to help reduce sensitivity while they professionally whiten teeth. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, veneers, bonding, caps, and crowns. The best part is now you can order power swabs from the privacy of your own home. Just swab your teeth, and in 5 minutes, you'll have whiter teeth. Call for your risk-free order. Dial 1-800-583-7784. That's 1-800-583-7784. Get rid of your yellow-stained teeth today. Call for your risk-free order. 1-800-583-7784. That's 1-800-583-7784.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Taking a few calls now from folks that continue to disagree with me. You know, I'm supposed to just get happy about Homeland Security checkpoints with TSA now on the highways, and police being federalized, and all of this. I'm supposed to just, hey, it's good. By the way, if you think I'm joking, we put up the video on screen of your PrisonPlanet.tv viewer of FEMA teaches police that founding fathers were terrorists. You can just search that term and find the video that a firefighter sent us of FEMA teaching them that. And we have the training manuals. Obviously, the bad guys teach that. Are we saying the entire system's bad? No, not at the bottom, at the top. Our country is rotting, and it will collapse. Those of you that love tyranny, you're going to get everything you want. Don't worry. Let's talk to Jim in Minnesota who disagrees. You're on the air, Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Alex.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hello.
Well, you sure are getting wound up there.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, I found myself agreeing with you. Well, I was listening. You mentioned Title 18, 241 and 242, and also Title 42, 1983 and 1985. However, oftentimes you're talking about, you know, how Obama wants to take our guns away, or the TSA is acting with, you know, unwarranted searches, and that this violates the law, and I tend to disagree. I don't believe that's what's actually happening.
Are you kidding? I mean, they ship guns to Mexico to try to blame the Second Amendment. Obama's trying to restrict guns outside of law. The UN treaty said it would restrict guns. The TSA aren't even sworn officers now running highway checkpoints that are totally illegal, sir. I don't care what you think. It's on record that that is totally unconstitutional and the stuff of third world banana boat republics.
Genius is conspicuous through modesty and silence.
Okay, sir, give me your facts then. How is TSA on the highway running checkpoints constitutional?
The point of it is that the presumption of law is that we all got 6001 notice. We got due process.
All right, I appreciate your call, dude. I mean, we're in a tyranny. We're in a tyranny. We're in a tyranny. It's getting worse by the minute, and you're just throwing out some terms that mean nothing. You don't have due process under force majeure when they got a checkpoint set up under admiralty. Administrative law coming after you. Man, you're out of your mind. Joe in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I got to tell you that there's the information that you speak of, I do agree. I've been awake for about 10 years. After listening to your show for the last 4 years, I'm almost at the point of joining the pro-eugenics argument. I mean, I get bombarded with Idiocracy on a daily basis when I leave my home.
Yeah, those are brain-damaged people under the eugenics and the cultural brainwashing. And sure, the average yuppie thinks everybody is scum. Let's kill everybody. The point is, ma'am, they're going to kill you too. You're getting fluoride. You're getting vaccines. You're getting chemtrails. You're getting GMO. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Like I said, I have Crohn's disease that I developed 5 years ago because of genetically modified food where my intestines erupted and I would turn septic and had to have treatment for the last 3 years.
Now, there you go.
I get this. I understand it. I agree with you. What I'm frustrated with is the amount of idiocracy. I hear you complain about the stupid people that won't wake up.
Well, ma'am, you're not brain damaged like them to that extent. They're just victims. You can't say, you know, oh, I get the elite now because they already, you know, gave them lobotomies.
Well, no, I mean, my own mother, how about this? My own mother told me not to talk to her about the things that I'm interested in because she doesn't get it. She literally said, can't you just call me and talk to me about Dancing with the Stars?
No, I hear you. Listen, those people are victims. You need to love your mother, plant seeds with your mother, and move on, darling. I hear you. I understand, and I'm sorry. Move on to those that you can reach.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.